This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. You may join us here. You can bring up anything you want. We have been talking generally about rights, the right to travel, the right to bear arms, and how sort of overall you don't really have those rights if other people don't reciprocate them. And, of course, the government is just generally terrible about respecting and reciprocating those rights to you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that's the number you can call to join us. And you can also use Skype to connect with the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight in studio, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
Let's go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts, where Andy is on the line in Texas, listening online via the TuneIn app. Hello, Andy.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, well, I mean, where's the line in the sand? Where do the American people draw a line in the sand and say, hey, we can read these words on this Constitution, this Bill of Rights. We can read them. We understand them. They're in very, you know, understandable words. And we just say, enough's enough. So where's the line?
I would say most Americans have never read those words in the first place, so they probably aren't drawing any kind of line.
That's my point. And that's what this Common Core BS is all about. Because,
is it?
Well, Common Core, anything that has any, whenever the government gets involved in our education and stuff, then you know you're not going to learn what you need to learn.
So then by all about it, you mean it's about not teaching those things?
Not teaching those things, absolutely.
Gotcha.
This would be so much more of a stronger country if our schools taught us emphatically all about the Constitution, and they told us what our rights were, and we had discussions in classrooms. But you know,
that'd be great
in these schools.
But the government's not interested in that now, are they?
Why
right?
would they be? I mean, the fact is, rights are contrary to states as we understand them. So,
yes.
I mean, I'm not saying that we need no government. What I'm saying is that
I'll say that.
Well, I would use different
we
terminology.
We need no state. We need no government.
We,
as we know it.
Right. I mean, you know, what we have today is this mechanism for governing people. These organizations. These organizations were passed down to us through the master-servant paradigm. Of course, they don't want rights for you because you know the rights exist with the organization, is how they see it.
And that's my point. That's my point, straight up, right there. That tells you straight up that your government is not for you, the people.
The government's for them. The government's for the government and their friends.
It's for the people. It's for the people. If the people want to control and fleece and milk the other people, then it's absolutely for those people. The government is for a group of people, and it tends to change at any given time.
It's never
you and I.
Generally, Mark, it doesn't really change. I mean, the people change out, but the government's always for the politically connected. I mean, it's, you know, the big corporations fund both sides. The big banks, for instance, give money to both the Republicans and the Democrats. So whoever wins, we lose. And as far as your question, Andy, I'd like to address that specifically about the line in the sand. Mine was crossed years ago, so I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, because I understand that in order to actually stand up for rights and to be free in my life, I have to get together with other people who value the same things that I value. So I joined the Free State Project, which is a movement basically full of libertarians that is converging on one physical geographic area. I've moved from Florida. People have moved from as far away as Russia to come to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project because our lines were crossed. You know, my line was crossed more than a decade and a half ago. And so I wanted to get together with other people who have the same ideas, and it's working here. We're actually able to stand up for freedom here in a much more effective way because of our concentrated numbers. We can't wait for all of the Americans to, or even a portion of them, to wake up and to get clued in to what their rights are and to, you know, take action.
Exactly.
We've got to do something more active than that, and I think the Free State Project is really our best choice.
Well, at least, my friends, you guys are doing something. Because there's so many people out there not doing a darn thing about what's going on, and they just don't care.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Thanks for the call, Andy. I appreciate it, and I share your concerns. Right. Thanks for the call tonight. So if you want to check out the Free State Project, if you love liberty, if you want to control other people, this is not the project for you. If you think freedom's kind of cool, but you also think there's other areas where people should be controlled, you're not ready for the Free State Project yet. If you believe in liberty, if you think that your neighbors should be as free as you are, that in order to be free, you have to allow other people to be free, if you really understand what liberty means, what freedom is all about, then you really need to go and check out the Free State Project. It's currently at 89% of its goal. The goal of the Free State Project is to find 20,000 people who are willing to sign their pledge, their statement of intent, that is basically says that you'll move to New Hampshire once the number 20,000 signers is reached. There's a five-year window of time in which you have to make that move, and then you'll be as active as you possibly can towards achieving liberty in our lifetime once you get here.
Whatever active means to you. Some people write.
Could be writing letters to the editor, could be doing behind-the-scenes technical work, could be organizing, it could be, you know, civil disobedience, it could be running for political office. There's all kinds of different things that that are activist. And what I'd recommend if you're not sure about this whole thing, like, you know, you're not sure if we're telling you the truth about it, go check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's 101
Reasons. It's a great movie anyway.
It's awesome. It'll only take an hour of your time. And it's so chock full of information, it could actually be overwhelming to watch it all straight through. You can actually just watch it in chunks if you want to. 101ReasonsFilm.com gives you the 101 reasons why we thought New Hampshire was the best choice and why there are now over 1,500 people who've moved early. We didn't wait. We didn't want to wait until 20,000. We moved sooner rather than later to get the ball rolling, and it was so worth it. I'm so glad that we did. But it's certainly not too late for you to get involved. Go to freestateproject.org. Again, if you care about freedom, you really owe it to yourself to check this out. And as far as, like, informing people of their rights, that's something that we're pretty good about doing up here. There's a lot of rights-related outreach that I personally perform. I go down to the courthouse fairly regularly and do rights-related outreach as far as what, you know, knowing your rights in court. Like, for instance, don't take the plea deal is something that I recommend that people do to sort of clog the system.
At least not right away.
Stand up for themselves. There's a flyer. You can learn more.
You play poker by laying your hand down after the first person bids.
If you want to read that flyer, you can go to don'tplea.freekeen.com. It's right there. You can download it. You can even print it out and do it in your area. There's actually a version for national. You don't have to use the New Hampshire version for that. So don't take a plea deal is one thing. Cop Block has a great Know Your Rights flyer about how to handle interactions with the police. I go out every year when school starts here, and it's a college town where we live here in Keene, New Hampshire, and for weeks in the beginning of the school year, we flyer the hell out of the college neighborhood. There's kids, you know, teenagers partying every single night in the college neighborhoods. I guess every night on the weekends, Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, we're out there handing out information about their rights because they aren't learning it in school. They don't know their rights. And most of them will admit it to you. They'll come, you know, I'll stand there with a stack of flyers. It says, warning, you know, heavy police threat in effect. Know your rights. And then it just outlines so five or six different important things, like always record the police. That's one of the big ones. It goes through that. You know, you have a right to remain silent. You don't have to answer the police's questions. If the cop is asking you if there's alcohol in that bottle you're carrying, you don't have to tell them the answer. You don't have to answer them. So giving these, you know, suggestions to people, letting them know what their rights are. A lot of times they'll say things like, oh, I don't know my rights. And they'll, like, excitedly take a flyer because they like the idea. You know, they've heard something about rights at some point as they were growing up, but they've never really been told anything about them. So the fact that there's a stranger standing there on the street corner handing them a flyer is an exciting thing. My gosh, I would really like to know what my rights are. Yes, I'll take one. In fact, give me two. I'll give one to my friend. I get that response all the time. Every now and then you'll have one of them say, oh, no, I'm good. I know my rights. But for the most part, they're super interested in learning about that. And so I think that there is a hunger for it. It's just that the government's not feeding that hunger. They have no interest in telling people what their rights are because, well, you know, that's going to take their power away.
The assumption is that young people are bad, and you don't want to give bad people information about how to protect themselves.
Let's go to John in Carson City, Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hi, guys. I called in on Thanksgiving and got to talk to Tom Woods, which is great because I love his podcast, The Tom Woods Show. But we were talking about immigration, and he was defending, I think, the central thesis of the Lou Rockwell argument against immigration. which the central thesis is that the American territory is owned by the taxpayers, which I think is not true, and I can explain why.
Sure, let's talk about that. This comes back into our discussion about property rights. 855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free number if you want to join us here. 855-450-3733. You can talk about rights or whatever's on your mind here. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of O2Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-717-8682. The advanced O2Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love whenever and wherever they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with O2Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-717-8682. 1-800-717-8682. 1-800-717-8682.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Talking about standing up for your rights, also property rights as well, and John is going to get back into immigration here, but first...
Most nationally syndicated radio programs don't do giveaways. And Free Talk Live doesn't do, like, call in and win! But
we have in the past, but it's been a while.
It just doesn't work. but I will say that we are doing a giveaway right now. I'm a fan of non-lethal weapons. The reason is killing somebody's a very final thing. I support people who, you know, concealed carry, whatever, you know, you guys keep us free, that's fine. You know, you're doing your thing. I prefer, in many cases, I think that there are good reasons for, let's say, non-lethal weapons. We're giving away a Tiger Light. This is their new DAD system, the Defense Alert Device. It's got a pepper spray and a light combination, and it also has a built-in Bluetooth to allow for GPS crowd alert technology. So it's lightweight, water-resistant, durable, and polycarbonate housing, making it virtually indestructible. You can get one for yourself or for a family member. Just by going to freetalklive.com and signing up for our newsletter. We're going to be giving it away. The last day to sign up is December the 1st, so go get it done. And get your family members to sign up, too. Get our newsletter. It's freetalklive.com to sign up. This is $130 value. This is not some chintzy little thing. It's freetalklive.com.
All right, so our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype us at Skype username lrn.fm. Back to John in Carson City, Nevada. You were talking about a Lou Rockwell story. Lou Rockwell is one of the more prominent libertarians out there. He's got arguably the most popular libertarian website, lewrockwell.com. It's L-E-W, Rockwell.
Yeah, Llewellyn, I believe, is his name.
And it's a big site, and he put up an article recently sort of questioning the libertarian stance on immigration, which, of course, has classically been for open borders. And you were sort of summarizing what you believe that his message was, which Tom Woods, you said, was defending the other night here on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, great summary. Yes, if you look at that Lou Rockwell article, you'll see that the central premise of the argument is that the U.S. territory is owned by the taxpayers. And
I didn't see that. I disagree with you. I mean, we read that article on the air, and I didn't see that. It seemed like he was saying that public property is not owned. It seemed like he was saying that public property is not actually owned by the government, and that it's
not owned by the government. Yes.
Yeah.
But he says it is owned by the taxpayers.
Okay, I must have missed that.
And therefore, immigrants are violating the taxpayers' rights by treading on property owned by them. So I think if you go back and look for the word taxpayer, you'll find that my description is correct. And
so tell me why the United States taxpayer does not own the United States.
Because I look at the property that is claimed by the United States and all the wealth it has, and I see a big pile of stolen loot. And I don't think that we as individuals have any clear property rights in that big pile of stolen loot. He says it's owned by the taxpayers, but as Lou admits, immigrants and illegal immigrants even pay taxes. There are illegal immigrants who pay income taxes and are registered to pay income taxes. So do they own it? And then you look at someone like Irwin Schiff, who stopped paying income taxes. Does that mean because he was doing what he was fully entitled to do that he somehow loses his share in America? This whole idea that taxpayers own it isn't really coherent. There is no way of returning that pile of loot to the people it was taken from in its
manner. Can you back up your statement that the United States' possessions, the organization known as the United States of America, that its possessions are all stolen? Can you back that statement up?
Well, they're stolen or usurped when the Constitution was enacted. They claimed authority over a huge territory, much of which wasn't private property at all. There's no coherent theory of property, I think, that says you can just claim property to, as far as the eye can see. The Lockean idea of property is that you get to claim the property that you have improved. You get to claim the land that you've improved. Whereas governments just say, we're just going to claim as far as we want. And it doesn't even matter if other people are living on it who don't agree with us.
Right. I mean, taxation looks remarkably like theft if you remove the legitimacy of the state from the scenario. If you say that, look, the state is just another organization, and the fact that they claim a monopoly privilege on the use of force or violence in a given geographic area doesn't mean that they're right. They fly a flag, and we all like red, white, and blue. That doesn't mean the United States government can demand from any man, woman, and child the amount of whatever amount of money. Because if they can claim 1% of your income, they can claim 99% of your income. This is just some arbitrary number they've come up with. So if they can do that, look, I understand they need to fund their operations. But, I mean, I need to fund my operations here at Free Talk Live, too. That doesn't mean that I'm able to go out and say, are you listening to the radio? I got a gun. I'm going to hold it on to you. Give me some money. You don't get to do that. It doesn't work the same way, that way.
So we are faced with a problem in that if we're ever going to have a free society, someday all of that loot has to be privatized. And the problem is there is no fair way to do it. And, you know, and I think that Tom was agreeing that this is part of the problem. But the central claim of the anti-immigration argument is that it is owned by the taxpayers, and I don't see any way to support that argument.
Well, what do you think, real quick, John, on possible ways to distribute the government's property? I mean, what do you think is the best way to do that?
I don't know. As I say, it's incoherent. I don't know there's a best way. I think the best thing to do is maybe go for the most peaceful way. Go for the way that would get the most buy-in. I would accept selling off all of the government property to the highest bidder, and then redistributing distributing all that money equally to citizens. I mean,
what about homesteading? I mean, that requires some level of government bureaucracy, right? Like, then there's going to be somebody to administer that program of selling it off. It likely will favor the connected and the powerful and the rich over poor people. So, what about homesteading? Why not just, you know, okay, you know, beginning on January 1st, 2017, all the federal government parks and land, it will all become open to homestead. Anyone can go and
I think they should sell that stuff and pay off their debts. I mean, they owe veterans, they owe people with Social Security, they owe a lot of people that have the pensioners that work for the government. They owe a lot of people that are counting on them. They're going to slip into poverty because they have lied every step of the way.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, they owe them, but if they don't own the property, then how is that discharging their debt?
Yeah, thanks for the call tonight, John. I appreciate it. You know, the government can make a promise and break it, and there's no consequences for them. You know, if they change the agreement on Social Security, you don't get to sue them. If they decide that it's, okay, retirement age is 65 now, but we're going to make it 70 next year. If you're 64, then too bad. You know, you've got to wait another 5 years. Maybe you'll live to it, or maybe you won't. There's really no recourse that you have against them. And I get what you're saying, though, Mark, to try to make these people whole that they've made promises to. That certainly would be nice. But, you know, do we really want the government to stick around long enough to do those things, or should we just cut them loose and say, you know, it's a free-for-all?
People are always going to have government. The question is, you know, what do we do with these assets?
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't necessarily have a real strong feeling about any of those directions, but maybe you do. Share it.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the live Saturday edition with Ian here.
And Mark.
And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Skype username lrn.fm. You got shopping to do for the holiday season? Go ahead. Get it done. Knock it out this weekend. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's all you have to do. Shop.freetalklive.com. There's links there to Amazon. There's even a Walmart link. I don't know if anyone uses it because we've never gotten payment from Walmart. But from Amazon, we do get a decent amount when you go through Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, or Amazon US. There's links for all of them there at shop.freetalklive.com. And whatever you buy through those links, Free Talk Live gets a very small portion, or actually a decent size, from Amazon. We get a small portion when you go through SaveItPurse.com. Amazon's like 7% usually on most items, which is pretty nice. So shop.freetalklive.com. You're still paying the same great Amazon prices, the same huge deals that they have there.
The same great service.
Tremendous selection. Service, yep, is also very good. And you can do that and help Free Talk Live. So you get the stuff you need. You get the stuff you want to get for your friends and your family, your loved ones, and you get a great deal. And we get benefited. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. Let's go to Ralph in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
Hello, good evening. Happy Thanksgiving to the both of you. And since we are still in the mood and the spirit of the Thanksgiving holiday, I want to say that I'm thankful over the fact that I live in an exceptional country like this, America, okay? And as far as Obama is concerned, I have a lot of misgiving with regard to the man.
Obama. There's a turkey that's very happy that Obama gave him a pardon.
Now, what about Obama? I'm sorry. I was so distracted by the way you said it. I was so distracted.
I want to bring up a subject matter that surely would cause a lot of controversy. The issue of race, okay?
Why you seem to be obsessed with this these days, Ralph. I mean, for our listeners.
Actually, the black mob and Obama is the one that is obsessed with this. Okay.
No, wait. Hold on. You said
he doesn't call the show and talk about it. I can tell you that.
You said the black man and Obama. Are you talking about all black people?
Mob. The black mob.
A black mob.
He's deciding who the black mob is and then saying they're concerned with it.
Well, yeah, Princeton University. That's for sure.
You're talking about like the Black Lives Matter protesters. Those people.
Right. My question is this. There are people, obviously, who are too ignorant and stupid to know the difference, who consider Black Friday as a concept or an idea that is racist. Why do you think that is?
You're saying people actually believe that Black Friday is racist? That's the first time I've heard that one. I mean, I believe there would be people like that, but I've never heard it.
Right, yes, okay.
Black Friday is not, in point of fact, racist. It's about the retailers getting into the black, like, purportedly they've been in the red all year, and then they finally...
On accounting sheets, black means you're making money.
Okay, but obviously there are people ignorant and stupid to know the difference.
Yeah, I'll give you that. There's probably somebody out there that thinks there's something racist about Black Friday.
Well, why some people think of it that way? Because Obama made them think that way. Remember didn't Obama make a comment, quote, "We have racism in our DNA." Well, now, you know, you're not talking about the racial history of the Democratic Party, huh? Shall I, elaborate what those are?
I'm not sure how, if he said we have racism in our DNA, how that translates to Black Friday as a racist.
I would say that we do have racism in our DNA. And I would say that generally they've done studies on babies, and babies will differentiate with race. I mean, they identify with the people that they're used to identifying with, and they don't identify with the ones that they don't identify with.
But that's not racism.
Well, it's certainly ethnocentrism.
The Democratic Party guys advocate segregation, lynching, the Confederate flag or the stars and bars, and it was a female governor, a Republican in South Carolina, who put things in motion to take down the Confederate flag. This takeover of our school, there are two things that keep this going, okay? They are playing the race card, certainly they are, and the victim card. Certainly they are on a bogus claim of racism, especially that one in Princeton University. Okay? This protest and agitation by the black mob MOB get the nod and the win from the white apologist and guilty.
Ralph, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I don't think victimhood helps anybody, right? Like, what I'm talking about is the state of feeling helplessness, identifying a problem and feeling helpless about it.
Mm.
I do, however, exist in that state at times. When I think about, I don't know, people in the government who demand money from me in the form of taxes or whatever and then provide me with, crappy service. And I don't have any other options in that area, I feel victimized. I don't know what to do about that, so I'm kind of on the fence here, right? Like, to some extent, Free Talk Live is a show about, government's misdeeds. The government's an organization that's very difficult to fight sort of physically against. It's very difficult to disassociate yourself with them.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, they're very prolific.
Pervasive. By the definition, we're all sort of victims of this organization, or you're happy about it. I mean, like, victimhood, if it's a feeling, then you could be very, very happy about, the way things go.
There are some people who enjoy paying taxes.
Well, there's plenty of people who benefit from it. If you're getting a government paycheck, then suddenly your opinion is, your opinion can often be swayed by your pocketbook,
Sure. Look, as far as what Ralph is saying there, there are people who are obsessed with race. But it seems like Ralph is also obsessed with race. He calls, he's for listeners that are maybe Saturday-only listeners, we do the show 7 nights a week, and Ralph is one of our, I would say, more chronic callers. We've heard from him multiple times, and he tends to be a caller with a certain theme, and that is his more recent theme. He's called with others in the past, but this has sort of been the thing he's been focusing on recently. And I don't think that focusing on race is going to heal that problem. I don't think that it's going to make things better to constantly be talking about other people and their obsession with race. I understand that people are, some of them are obsessed with it, and I wish that, you know, I wish we could move beyond it. It's sad that it's 2015 and we're coming
talking
up
talking about the amount of melanin or caucogen or caucotin in people's skin is about the most boring conversation there is.
Yeah, I totally agree, because it really is meaningless to me. You know, I want to talk about human beings. I want to talk about individuals and what it is that they have said, what it is that they have done, not to loop somebody into some sort of preconceived notion because they have a certain color to their skin. And to go back with what you were saying, Mark, about babies or whatever, you're saying that there's a study that shows that babies can identify a difference between a black baby and a white baby?
Well, I'm unprepared to tell you what the specifics of the study are, but
because to say that person looks different than another person isn't a racist thing, right? Like, that's not racism.
But to show a preference,
I don't know. Like I said, I haven't read the study, so I'm not sure what you mean by a preference. What does that mean? They, like, crawled over to the group of white babies or something?
If you want me to look it up, I can do that. But all I can tell you is that at some point, some years ago, I read about a study where, turns out that people prefer people that look like them.
I'd never had that experience. When I was growing up, I went to elementary school in a black neighborhood, and it was what was called a magnet school in Sarasota, Florida, so they had kids come from all across the county. And so there were, you know, it was a mixed race school, if you will. And no one had ever told me that, you know, black people were somehow different or inferior or anything like that. And so I had friends who were black, and it was like I would say my best friend was black in elementary school. So
I think it's up to parents if you you know, you want your kid to get along well in this life, that you need to expose them all different types of people.
Yeah. I think that's true. My point was, though, having no preconceived notion about that, I didn't have any judgment about anyone that I went to school with because of the color of their skin. So the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here. Coming up, audio from the streets of Baltimore, where photography is not a crime. Carlos Miller apparently was recently, and he was confronted by some law enforcement officers claiming he couldn't record video. It's a great example of someone standing up for their rights, which we need more of.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium-flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local gas station. Use the coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you will always get free guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com. Giant, VAPES.com, with coupon code FTL10.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We'll give you some audio from Photography is Not a Crime's Carlos Miller on the streets of Baltimore. But this could be any town, USA, where the police are ordering him to turn off his video camera. And there's no justification for it. None whatsoever. We'll give you that here in a little bit. It's Ian and Mark in the studio. You can join us here on the radio. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype into the show. No one has yet. We've been loaded on the phones, but no Skypes tonight. So Skype on in at username lrn.fm. And hey, if you like Free Talk Live and you want to support what we're doing here, which is spreading the ideas of freedom, 7 nights a week on over 150, actually 160 now, radio stations across the country. If you like that, you like the fact that we're doing it internationally via satellite broadcast, now available in South Africa and actually pretty much all of sub-Saharan Africa. If you like the fact that we're spreading these ideas, then you can support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can use PayPal, any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard right through our website. And now for the first time, as of this week, Bitcoin. So we're finally accepting Bitcoin-based payments for the Free Talk Live AMP program.
Which is kind of funny, since we were the first ad venue in the world to accept Bitcoins for payments for ads.
That's
now
right.
We can do it for the AMP program. And I believe we might have been, I haven't heard much rebuttal on this, we might have been the first place, first sort of general interest media to talk about Bitcoin. You know, maybe one of these, real technology kind of media organizations might have talked about it before us. But
yeah, I would guess Leo Laporte or somebody like that probably beat us to the punch on talking about Bitcoin, because he's like a tech show kind of guy.
Maybe.
But yeah, I think you're right. As far as general interest shows, we probably can claim that particular fame. But yeah, so if you've been waiting to amp the show because you've been wanting to do it with Bitcoin, now you can. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Same perks. You get great cool perks like access to the Amp Only Facebook group, the Amp Only podcast, Amp Only phone lines. That Facebook group is a really cool perk. It's actually a decent reason to sign up for Facebook. I know that Facebook's generally an awful thing in a lot of ways, but that's one of the bright lights on Facebook for me. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, get started there. You can actually use PayPal credit card, and you can use Bitcoin in two ways. Bitcoin can be used to prepay, so you can like buy a certain number of months in advance, or you can sign up on a month-to-month basis by using a Coinbase subscription. So you can now do that with Bitcoin through Coinbase, or if you don't want to use Coinbase, just do the prepaid, and that's an option for you too. So you can even do it anonymously with Free Talk Live. So let's say you want to support the show, but you don't want anyone else to know that you support the show. We won't even have information on you in our database if you use Bitcoin and do it the right way. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, A-M-P, like advertise, market, and promote. That's what we do with the money. We invest it into the show to help help spread the ideas of liberty. Amp.freetalklive.com. Diane is listening in Delaware, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Diane.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
No, I was just calling pretty much about as far as like Social Security and all the stuff like that. You guys are raising the points about Social Security.
Yeah, well, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I was talking about how the government can change the rules, but what did you want to say about it?
Well, I think it sucks. I mean, we're disabled, and we get no help.
You're disabled, and you get no help from Social Security.
No, we have Social Security disability, but we don't get SSI like everybody else does. You know, it's just like, you know, you could have a child that has ADHD, and you can get that SSI. I don't know if you guys know about that.
Oh, what does that stand for? I don't even know.
Social Security Insurance.
It's Supplemental Security Income. It's a check.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Is this a situation where people are just better at filling out paperwork than you guys are? I mean, what's the reason that other people with other disabilities get it and you can't?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, I mean, anyone can take their child and say they have ADHD, and they can get the supplemental security income.
Uh-huh. And so you aren't doing that, or you can't do that?
No, we can't do that because they say we make too much money. There's so many rules that they say you have to go by, and we make too much money. I'm sorry, $1,187 a month is not much money.
Nope,
sure isn't.
Really not very much. So you're just calling to, are you complaining because you want the money but you can't get it? I'm not sure where you're coming from.
What I'm saying is, it's just like, you know, if you're even the elderly on Social Security, you know, with this Obamacare and all this stuff like that, they pretty much rape Social Security to make that happen.
To make what happen? I'm missing something.
Americans,
here.
Obamacare.
I guess you guys are missing something, yeah. They use money from Social Security, period, the whole program.
Who's they?
The United States government uses Social Security. When you pay payments that go into Social Security in the general fund, Social
Security is paying for Obamacare?
Yeah. Okay. They took, like, so many millions of dollars, a billion dollars out to fund that the healthcare system that they're doing now.
Uh-huh.
Money is fungible. They move it around.
And those who don't make enough money to pay for that get all of these tax incentives. They also get Medicaid. But they say Social Security is an entitlement. I don't think so. We pay.
Thanks for the call, Diane. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So what she's saying there is, or what you're trying to say, Mark, is that the money coming into Social Security gets spent on stuff.
Right.
Not on Social Security.
What many people believe, I think, is that the Social Security Administration holds on to your money.
The lockbox.
Until, you know, or adds interest to it or whatever the heck they do with it until it's time for you to collect it and then you get it back. No, it doesn't do that. And it obviously doesn't do that. It's an IOU from the government. And, you know, you have to assume that these people who have managed to spend themselves into something like $18 trillion in debt are going to be around when the time comes and that they're going to fulfill what you do believed to be their promises, because they have made no promises to you.
No.
Like if the United States government decides tomorrow we stop Social Security and nobody gets anything after that, that's the rules that they made it. Good luck.
Yeah, it's the same thing with
The
same thing with the veterans. I mean, they screw those guys over all the time, and ultimately, every now and then you'll see some news story about it. Like, this veterans hospital is in terrible shape. Boy, yes. This is embarrassing. And then they'll, like, clean it up a little bit.
It is embarrassing.
And then they'll clean it up a little bit to make the news media go away.
This never happened. As a matter of fact, this was overblown. And we have cleaned up the mess, but it wasn't really a mess in the first place. You know, and you'll hear something like that. Or somebody will get fired.
Yeah, and then they'll keep screwing.
Same crap happens over and over again.
They'll keep screwing these guys over. Another one that's a fairly common misconception that people have is that the military will pay for college. And from what I understand from people who've talked to us, who've actually gone through this, there's a very, very high bar that they set. There's certain requirements you have to meet in order to get that funding that they promised, the tens of thousands of dollars or whatever. And very, very few people are able to meet that.
I don't know how few it is, but I know that some people have not met the bar, certainly.
So, yeah, but it's not like a guaranteed thing. They make it sound in their advertising like, yeah, join the military, you get all this money for college. Well, nope, you got to jump through all these hoops and then, you know, meet this certain requirements in order to get that money for college. So it's very rarely what it seems to be with these government promises. And should anybody really be surprised that the government can break their promises to you? Even if they do make a promise, you can't hold them accountable for it. If they do promise you something and then they renege on it, you can't do anything about it.
The question is, should you be surprised if any organization that doesn't have really any obligation, there's no consequences to them breaking their agreements, that any organization might break its agreements if there are really no consequences for them doing that.
Yeah, let's talk to Helen in Orlando. Helen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering about all of the crises that are, you know, popping up like little fires all across America, you know, like the racism and the police brutality and the terror threats and gay marriage and just a bunch of, and the gender neutral kind of stuff, seem all to be like diversions from what is really more serious going on in America.
What do you think people should be paying attention to?
My question is, what do you think that it might be that we are being distracted from, because it seems like all of this is just silliness and that most Americans don't really care that much about most of these issues.
Have you seen how they have commercials in front of YouTube? Have you ever watched a YouTube video and then see a commercial ahead of it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can make a lot of money by making, say, a dancing cat, right? If you know, a cartoon of a dancing cat that has a catchy little tune behind it, right?
Right. Right.
They could have billions of views.
Okay.
Potentially billions of views. The point I would make is that people are generally easily distracted. They are interested in inanities, that the media provides to them what it is that they wish to see. Hmm. And we can see what they wish to see because we can just go on YouTube and look at the most viewed videos. They want to see, Gangnam Style. They want to see, whatever it is that they want to see. Right, it's an awesome video. They want to see what they want to see. I don't think this is a top-down situation. This is a bottom-up problem.
I want to talk more about it, though. If you want to continue the discussion, Helen, you're welcome to. She was asking us, what do we think is the issue that people should be paying attention to?
No, she said what we're being distracted from.
Okay, sort of a similar. Anyway, it's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities.
facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.